Random sampler. It's in the bag. When my husband was called to the bishopric, I faced the seemingly insurmountable task of caring for my 3 young children alone during sacrament meeting. My first few attempts didn't go well, but over time I began to succeed. One of my key discoveries was taking a well-prepared bag of only the essentials. By packing it each Sunday after church meetings, I always had it ready for the next week. This advanced preparation allowed me to carefully select a book and 1 or 2 toys for each child. If I selected too many toys, we experienced chaos the following sacrament meeting. The same was true for snacks. In fact, I could usually eliminate them altogether if I fed my children an hour before church. Because times of meetings vary, some parents may need to pack a few snacks, but I recommend keeping it simple. With my bag in hand each Sunday and children in tow, we began arriving 15 minutes early thanks to effective Saturday evening clothing and bath preparations. Though arriving early was difficult at first, the extra time allowed us to listen reverently to the prelude music, thus setting a peaceful precedent we had rarely experienced before. Initially, I thought I would be alone in my endeavors to care for my children at church, but other gracious ward members have helped. Together, we encourage my children to stay in one place during the meeting, no wandering. With a little preparation, I have been able to help even my youngest child to sense the sacredness of sacrament meeting. Kim Durfee, Colorado Springs, 17th Military Ward, Fountain, Colorado Stake. Resumes that work. In today's competitive job market, you need a sharp resume to make a good first impression. As the human resource director of a power supply business, I review many resumes, the bulk of which are not prepared carefully. To represent yourself as a professional, consider what makes a resume work. Be truthful and accurate in stating your education and job experience. Research the possible employment opportunities available and tailor your resume to highlight your applicable skills and experience. List related skills through volunteer and church service work. This information can be especially helpful if you have a limited job history. For instance, full-time homemakers can highlight skills acquired through managing a home and family or volunteering outside the home. Proofread with meticulous care. Let others read it and offer suggestions. Use high-quality paper and dark, readable type if you're submitting your resume in person or by mail. If applying online, make sure the file is easily accessible. R. Larry Choate, Big Thompson Ward, Loveland, Colorado Stake. Determining your body mass index. Body mass index, BMI, can be a reliable indicator of total body fat for adult men and women. According to the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute, determining your BMI is one of 3 key measures in assessing your risk for developing obesity-associated diseases. To automatically calculate your BMI, you can input height-weight information on a variety of internet sites, or you can use one of the following equations. Weight in pounds divided by height in inches squared times 703, or weight in kilograms divided by height in meters squared. For example, if your weight is 160 pounds divided by your height of 69 inches squared times 703, that equals 23.6 BMI. For example, if your BMI is below 18.5, your status is underweight. If your BMI is 18.5 to 24.9, that is considered normal. If your BMI is 25.0 to 29.9, your status is overweight. If your BMI is 30.0 and above, your status is considered obese. Though a good indicator, the BMI isn't perfect. It may overestimate body fat for those with muscular builds or underestimate it for anyone who has experienced muscle mass loss. Your doctor can help you evaluate your BMI and discuss any health care concerns you may have. Family home evening helps. Family night themes. With our young children, we have found that short, repetitive lessons provide our most successful family home evenings. 1 year, we devoted 13 weeks to learning the Articles of Faith. Each Monday night, we'd discuss the meaning of a particular article of faith. Then the following week, we'd practice reciting it every day at breakfast. During the subsequent family night, we'd repeat all the articles of faith we knew and add the new one. Our primary age children soon learned all 13, and our 1-year-old even chimed in on, "We believe." Since we like to choose themes for family night, we have also studied the missionary discussions, the Ten Commandments, President Hinckley's 6 B's, and the 15 Latter-day Prophets, the Gospel Art Picture Kit, item number 34730, U.S., $30, makes this last idea particularly easy to implement since the back of each picture contains information about each prophet. The pictures could also be checked out from your meeting house library. Successful family home evenings don't necessarily require a lot of advanced preparation. Your family may want to add more activities, but we have found that starting with simple lessons helps us to gather consistently each Monday night. Anita Wells, Aspen Hills Ward, Sandy, Utah, Granite South Stake. End of Random Sampler.